This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Today, long ago, I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm. It feels awesome to do that. It's fabulous to participate in a radio show forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, back or welcome aboard this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here to help you out with your most precious possession, your health. And we've got a lot to talk about today. In the remaining portion of our show, which is this hour and the hour after it, there's going to be a lot of information that you're going to hear about that you may not hear about anywhere else. We've gathered some very important information that you'll not want to miss, including the fact that there's a very prominent state of Idaho medical physician and scientist who has released shocking new information about how COVID-19 vaccine shots are causing a massive uptick, a massive increase in cancer and autoimmune diseases. His name is Dr. Cole. He revealed that he's seeing this. He's observing this as a medical scientist. You're going to find out why he's claiming this and what evidence he has with the information that we're going to present to you on this show coming up, so don't go anywhere. We're also going to be talking about a vitamin that you should be taking to protect yourself against severe COVID-19 that is substantially being avoided by the medical profession. A scientific paper published in the journal Scientific Reports details research about the association between a vitamin deficiency and COVID-19 susceptibility. This specific vitamin, which is inexpensive and readily found, was found to be strongly protective against severe COVID-19 disease and death. So the question begs to be asked, if that's true, Dr. Bob, why aren't more people being encouraged to supplement their diet with this specific, safe, effective, and highly able to receive vitamin? Well, that's a question you'll have to answer yourself. When we get to this information, maybe you can figure it out. I sure haven't. That's for sure. All right, now, I want to shift our attention to a conversation that occurred this last week. I was riding in my car on the way to a large hike that I do regularly. Cardiovascular system gets worked out in this body every week, no matter what. And on my way driving to this large, steep hill that I go up and down, to exercise my body and my cardiovascular system and keep my immune system healthy and detoxified. I was listening to a show hosted by Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. That's their show, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on Premier Radio. It's often heard on iHeart Media radio stations and other radio stations throughout the country. They have over 400 stations that receive. They are the guys who took over when Rush Limbaugh passed away. And in their second hour of the show, they had a random caller who called into their program who happened to be an infectious disease epidemiologist, because these two individuals, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, they must talk about COVID-19, as all of us have to, because it's in the news. Inquiring minds want to know. And as lay people, they're trying to figure it out, and I think they're doing a great job on their show. But they had a phone call come in from an individual by the name of Dr. Paul. I didn't get his last name. I don't even know if he stated his last name. And he stated that he was an infectious disease epidemiologist, and he had been working in the COVID area for months, almost since the very beginning of the COVID pandemic. And he explained to them on the radio show his, what he believes is going on and what people need to know. Now, he's got a little bit of a broken accent. You'll just have to put up with that. But listen very carefully to what he says. We've got three cuts I want to play for you. And then I'm going to comment on those comments of his so that maybe you can understand. And we'll start with cut one. Go.
I'm an infectious diseases epidemiologist with expertise in COVID. I've been working in this for about 19 months. So I wanted to just raise the point here. Our focus, my work is in early treatment, which is that early treatment existed, absent of the vaccine that we could have used to close this thing out. I'm saying here openly, I'm sharing my view based on all of the science right now. Children are not candidates for these vaccines under any circumstance. They have not been safety tested, the vaccines. They provide no opportunity for benefit for children, only potential opportunity for harms. And we are seeing the harms that have emerged in the CDC's VAERS database. And the adverse events, the deaths, this is a very serious issue. And children have a natural protection that if we bypass it and we inject into the deltoid, into the arm, we could get levels of death occurring in children in the United States similar to what we're seeing in the adults reported in the CDC's adverse database, which only captures 1%. And already we have 14,000 deaths. The purpose of this call is this. When we look at the Israeli data today, we see that the Israel implemented its booster program, third shots, August 1. When we plot the graphs, we saw that the infections were going up steadily. But what is very interesting and staggering is, if you look at August 1 onwards to now, you see that the infections have exploded. In fact, what it is showing is that the booster program, the third shot, not only did not stop the transmission, it exploded the transmission. And we are arguing that the vaccinated persons are carrying such a high viral load in their mouths, in their oral cavities and nasal pharyngeal passage. They are contributing to the spread. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This has been false by the CDC and NIH. This is a pandemic of the vaccinated. Because when you look at the data out of UK, most up-to-date data is up to date. We see that the persons who have died infected with Delta, 70% of the deaths reported by Britain today, are those who are double vaccinated. So what the media is saying is a complete misleading to the public. And there's a recent study, very seminal, out of Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. They had 69 healthcare workers who were confined to their facility for 2 weeks, locked down. And these healthcare workers were double vaccinated. What did they find? They find with this lockdown that the healthcare workers all transmitted the virus to each other because they typed the virus molecularly to see. So the spread was within that facility. But more importantly, the research published in Lancet showed that the healthcare workers had a viral load 251 times. 251 times viral load for the Delta.
But Paul, can I ask you how, for everyone listening, you've called in, you said you're an epidemiologist based in Canada. Clearly you're very conversant in the studies and the situation going on here.
All right, there you heard an excerpt from the Clay, Travis, and Buck Sexton show, broadcast over Premier Radio Network. These guys are the individuals who took over for Rush Limbaugh. And you heard the voice of Dr. Paul, didn't get his last name, he didn't state it, an infectious disease. You knew right away with his vast knowledge in this arena, this was no prank call. He's an epidemiologist and a expert in that field and working in COVID. I'm going to memorialize what he said when we come back from this break. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in, this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
You are tuned into the Dr. Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, host of the program. We so appreciate your listening into the program today and telling others to do the same thing. Remember always that if you're looking for the latest, greatest news in the arena of health, look no further than my personal website. I gather that information personally. We post it up at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. DrBob.com for all the most recent information on health and wellness. And there's a lot of podcast libraries is there. So that if you have somebody that you believe should be hearing this show and they missed it for some reason, well, then the podcast library is recordings of the shows that you can get into. Especially if you want to hear something all over again, take notes of it that was important to you. Just go to the site, drbob.com, and click on the button to the podcast library. This show today will be in there by Wednesday of this coming week, as is shows from past weeks and past months. You can get in there and listen to them if you like. All right. In the last segment, you heard an excerpt from the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, heard on Premier Radio Network. And it's radio stations throughout the United States, over 400, I think 425 stations, they carry that show. These individuals took over for Rush Limbaugh when he passed away. And they had a phone call come in from a Dr. Paul, who identified himself as an infectious disease epidemiologist and working in the COVID-19 area expertise for 19 months. And he talked about how he believed that if early treatment would have begun in the beginning of the pandemic for people with, you know, therapeutics, both medically and naturally, we could have been able to derail this infection train that's run away and the government is completely allowed to get out of control, as other governments in the world. And, of course, he talks also about how it was very important to protect the elderly, the most susceptible to COVID, severe COVID reaction and death. The elderly, the people in nursing homes, the people who have health problems that leave them more susceptible, and how we should have treated them and had a protocol that was different for them than healthy people altogether, including children, who he believes, as a epidemiologist and infectious disease specialist in the COVID arena, believes that vaccinating children is a monumental error and a disaster in the making. There's no beneficial safety mechanisms by giving children vaccinations, his opinion. And that he believes that these deaths will start mounting up in children. You've already seen it with the heart problems, the myocarditis, in young teenage males, mostly. He alluded to the VARS recording system, which is a part of the U.S. government that stands for Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VARS. And they've already had 14,000 deaths reported in response to people taking or getting or receiving a COVID-19 vaccine shot, 14,000, which is the tip of the iceberg, because we know, according to Harvard Medical School and statistic gatherings, that only 1% of those deaths will actually be reported. So you do the math on it. 14,000, they confirm, in the VARS system. And he goes on to say that this is not a disease of the unvaccinated, it's now become a disease of the vaccinated. We know that people who are vaccinated with the COVID shots are carrying a greater viral load in their nasal cavity. They actually can spread it more so than people who are unvaccinated. 70% of the deaths now in Britain are in those people who are vaccinated, he pointed out. Then he talked about a Vietnam health care workers study, where they found that those people who were vaccinated had 251 times more viral load in their nasal cavity, those who were vaccinated. I mean, some of that stuff, just when you hear it, you go, my gosh, why isn't this being stated here in the United States? Why are we being told just the opposite? Well, you'll have to answer that question. Now, we have the next excerpt, and I'm going to go ahead and do we have time to start that, Alex, the next excerpt, which is about 4 minutes long? All right, let's go ahead and this is excerpt number two. Here's Dr. Paul, infectious disease epidemiologist. Go.
How is it possible medically, let's just say possible, not proven yet, that somebody who would be vaccinated could have 250 times more viral particle than somebody who's unvaccinated exposed to the virus? Can you just give us an understanding of how that could happen?
Well, okay, but first of all, I do have expertise in this. I live in the United States. I'm in Toronto today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Canada-based, but go ahead.
But hold on. I'm an infectious disease epidemiologist. Okay, the reality is that we've always known that you never, ever vaccinate during an ongoing epidemic or pandemic. That is a virologist's greatest fear, because you drive the emergence of the variants and the mutations. It is vaccination. You are putting evolutionary selection pressure on the pathogen, and it is selecting variants that are highly more infectious, not lethal, because it does not want to kill the host. It wants to survive, so it's mutating downwards. Mueller's ratchet. It will mutate downwards. Highly infectious, and those that are highly infectious, very ease of transmission, will be selected forward, and those are the ones that are going to be the new dominant variant. So we were doing that. We always had about 12 variants in the background that in India, etc. And India vaccinated with the Sinovac, as an example. And then the Delta spread. It became the dominant variant, for exactly how I just explained. And then what we are realizing now is the Pfizer vaccine that we have existing right now in the United States, clearly in Israel, because Pfizer vaccine is the Israeli vaccine, it just does not hit the Delta anymore. The Delta bypasses the antibodies that the vaccine produces. So you are literally at zero. When you take a vaccine today, you need to understand something. The Wuhan strain, the original strain, February 2020, was what Operation Warp Speed built those vaccines on. What we have existing today is a Delta variant. That Wuhan is long gone, a year now. Doesn't exist. You are being vaccinated for the vaccine that will fail. I want you to listen to my words. Will fail. And those doing it, those in public health, the medical doctors know this. There is no vaccine that could confer immunity, like naturally acquired immunity. Those with natural immunity, and another thing to show you, Gazet et al. Just published a paper, preprint, out of Israel. And why Israel again is because Israel was the first out of the box with Pfizer, has the most complete data, the most population vaccinated today. They just published a study that was stunning, and it should turn this whole vaccine issue on its head now, and should stop this garbage by the CDC and NIH about natural immunity is not a prominent issue and doesn't really exist. That is bogus BS.
So let me just ask you, you've obviously shared a lot of information from your perspective with us, Paul. Let me just ask you this.
Science. It's not my perspective.
Yeah,
this is raw
okay.
data. I'm just giving you the side that you don't hear.
I appreciate that. Is it your perspective then, based on your knowledge and expertise, that the only way to end COVID in the United States or anywhere in the world is natural immunity?
All right, it is. There's the question he posed, the talk show host. That guy was Clay Travis. His partner is Buck Sexton. Their show on Premier Radio, by the way, that's where these clips came from. We want to give attribution to them. And he posed the question, how do we get out of this thing? And I will memorialize what he said in that last segment when we come back from this break. Don't miss it, because we have one more clip you do not want to hear. You don't want to miss. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you raise and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I appreciate you being here today and telling others about this show so they can tune in as well. Just jot down the radio station you're listening to right now, the call letters of the radio station, the frequency on the radio dial, if it's an AM or FM station, the time of the day, and just pass that on to as many people as you can. If you have family members or loved ones, friends, co-workers, associates, maybe your social media platform, pass it out so that people can hear this sort of information that they may not otherwise hear. Some people listen to talk radio on the weekends, and they miss talk radio during the week. We have been playing this hour, and we're thankful for it, excerpts from a radio show that airs weekly on Premier Radio Network. These individuals who host this talk show, it's a general talk show, but it often hits important things that are trending and political events. These are individuals who took over for Rush Limbaugh when he passed away. Their names are Clay Travis and Buck Sextons, their show. they had this last week an individual call in as a caller into the show, not even a guest, just calling in because they were on the topic of COVID, because they frequently talk about it, because let's face it, it's part of our lives today, unfortunately. And this individual by the name of Dr. Paul, didn't catch his last name, identified himself as an infectious disease epidemiologist, an expert with a lot of area of expertise in this area, working on COVID for the last 19 months or so. And you could tell this individual very learned in the area of epidemiology and infectious disease and COVID with his vast background and knowledge of the subject matter. And if you've got people that in your life that need to listen to this, by the way, this will all be available to listen again in my podcast library as of this coming Wednesday. By Wednesday of this coming week, you can log on to my website at drbob.com. Remember, spell out the word doctor always. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And then there'll be a button, the very last button at the very top of the page. Click on that to go to the podcast library. And then this is in hour number two. Hour number two, your friends, your loved ones, they need to hear this. They may not have caught their radio show or know about this information. Now, in the last segment, Dr. Paul was talking about how the biggest fear of vaccinologists, virologists, epidemiologists, infectious disease experts is to dare, ever dare, to start a mass vaccination process in the middle of a pandemic. In other words, you know, we fast-tracked these vaccines because so many people were dying in the beginning, but it was implemented right in the middle of the pandemic where we started doing mass vaccination rather than selective vaccination, which means give it to those only who are the most susceptible in our society, the elderly, the people who have weakened immune systems, people who have severe comorbidity, those people who have immunocompromised, all of that. We didn't do that. It went across the board in all areas. Now we're moving it through children, and this doctor has memorialized and explained it to us that it's a total disaster, and that the prevailing Delta strain, the Delta virus, which is like 100% of people are getting infected today, are getting infected with this virus that has been mutated from the original virus. It's completely different than the original Wuhan virus, and the current vaccines have no effect on it because of that. It's kind of like on the yearly flu shots. You know, they try to predict what the flu strain is going to be either in Australia or South America because their seasons are different than ours here in the United States. And they try to predict it eight months to a year out and then develop a flu shot against it, predicting that it will be the same. And then when it changes and when it morphs into another flu strain and they're giving these flu shots and wonder why it's only 20% or 30% effective flu shots, and most people get the flu even though they've had the flu shot. Same deal. Now we've got these Pfizer and Moderna shots going out there and going into people's arms, and they're getting vaccinated for an infection, the Delta infection, that the vaccines, this Dr. Paul claims, has no effect on this Delta whatsoever. And that's why so many people who are getting sick are already fully vaccinated. And then he talks about Israel and what has to happen in the natural immunity phase. All right, we have one final cut of Dr. Paul, the epidemiologist, calling into the show, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. Final segment and his wrap-up here of what needs to be done in order to get out in front of this thing finally and get it solved. Here it is. Go.
We have never done it in the United States, Canada, Britain. Our nursing homes have been the killing fields. We need to step up and do it first. That is primary. While we are protecting the elderly for the first time, we implement some quick public service on vitamin D, telling the public, get your house in order fitness-wise, cut 15 to 20 pounds. Obesity has emerged as the principal superloaded risk factor. Third, while we are doing that, we offer the elderly in the nursing homes early outpatient treatment. We have antivirals that work. We give it to them if they get infected. Why? We will get them through the infection. They will clear it. They will become naturally immune and survive. No hospitalization or death. That's the problem. When we put them in the hospital, they will die. At the emergency room door, you're at 40% increased risk. And fourth, the last part of this puzzle is you allow the rest of the society, the infants, the children, the teenagers, the young, the middle-aged, who are healthy and well. You allow the well in society to live a largely unfettered life, free, no masks, free, and let them face the pathogen like we've done for every pathogen. They will become population level naturally immune, and there is no vaccine, not these narrow spike specific conferred vaccine immunity that is bogus. Natural immunity is robust, complete, durable, and lifelong. We have evidence today of people from the 1918 Spanish flu.
Paul,
we are seeing that the immunity has survived 100 years.
Paul, we appreciate the whirlwind of information and analysis here. We do have to get to our commercials. Thank you so much, though, for being with us, calling in.
All right, there you have it. That's the finishing clip. I just thought it was fantastic what this Dr. Paul, who called into the Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show on the Premier Radio Networks on over 400 radio stations. I think this was on Thursday. Now, some people had a hard time listening to this. This individual sounded like he had a Caribbean accent. I could understand everything he said. I've lived in the Caribbean in the past, and I had no problem listening, but some people go, what? What did he say? Talking about there, the answer, more vitamin D. Get people to exercise, solve the obesity crisis. We'll have more of this on the other side of this break. I don't want to have this go short. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
I must stay conscious through the madness and chaos, so I call on my angels. They say, oh, yes, a little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in your way.
You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you so much.
Right. I have been doing radio talk shows. I almost hate to date myself on this, but I'm going to say it. I've been doing radio talk shows since 1976, ladies and gentlemen. It just never gets old for me. I love this. It's my passion. How else is this information going to get out unless somebody does it? This show and others like it. We must do this, and if you believe that, and you believe in sharing, and you believe in the transfer of knowledge and information to those people who are unaware, then please help me get this information out. It's pretty simple. The last segments that you've heard, all three of those excerpt segments by this very astute, very smart, brilliant epidemiologist, infectious disease expert working in the COVID area, I think everybody needs to hear this, gentlemen, his opinion of it, a different opinion, one that's completely the opposite of what your government has been telling you, what the FDA, the CDC, NIH, Dr. Fauci, completely different. This thing just keeps going on and on and on. I mean, how many vaccines are there that wear out in 3 to 6 months? That people get. It's not going to happen with the measles vaccines or the mumps or the chickenpox or any of those. They tell you, oh yeah, just get the vaccine, you'll be immune for life. And yet you have these vaccines, and from the beginning, I just wonder how many people would have stepped up and rolled up their sleeve and took the jab in their deltoid muscle in their arm had they known they'd have to go through that dance in perpetuity with boosters. Because now we're hearing not only one, not only two, but now boosters, and now, of course, the FDA is waking up saying, whoa, wait a minute, we need to put we need to slow this train down. We don't know if those boosters are going to work. Folks, anyway, listen, there's these recordings, this recording of this hour is going to be in my podcast library as of this coming Wednesday at drbob.com, drbob.com. Please invite your family members, your friends, those who have already been vaccinated or unvaccinated skeptics. It doesn't matter. Let them listen to a different kind of angle on this. Nobody has all the answers, that's for sure. We're still all learning together. But what you're being spoon-fed through the lamestream media is a one-way concept. Vaccine, vaccine, and vaccines. Masks forever. Social distancing. Where will it end? This Dr. Paul, who you've been listening to in these last three segments, an expert in the field of epidemiology and infectious disease in the COVID area, had, I believe, some very sage and important information to share with us. And in that last segment, of course, what you heard him say was in the wrap-up was, if we want to get to the bottom of this, if we want to get over this COVID thing, we better turn the corner and start doing something different, because what's happening right now is not working. In fact, it's just the opposite. We've fueled the beast. We've fed the virus by these vaccines, and they're getting worse by dropping in mass vaccination rather than in a targeted population, the elderly, the sick, the infirm, and those who are susceptible, rather than targeting them highly and providing for them certain therapeutics to treat them if they got sick. We gave a mass vaccination, and now these germs are turning on us. They're morphing, they're changing, they're tricking us. They are figuring it out, and we are suffering as a result of it. And his call to action to get over this is, look, we need to take a different approach. We know that vitamin D, and he mentioned it, we've been talking about this since day one of the pandemic. Go back and listen to it. Day one, I told you that with viruses, you must have vitamin D checked in your bloodstream, and you must have the right level in your body, or you're going to get hit with more viruses, whether it's the common flu, the common cold, or COVID-19. And the survivability of those people who have plenty of vitamin D in their body is much greater if they have vitamin D levels at the right level versus when they're low, whether they're severely sick or not. Exercise. We must exercise. Dr. Paul recommended. This show is all about that. That's got to be one of the pillars to health and wellness. We know that people who are overweight, particularly those people who are obese. You know how many people in the United States are obese? Like 35% of our entire population is obese in the U.S. Have you heard anybody from the government tell you that it's important to exercise and cut down your pounds if you're obese, if you want to try to avoid COVID-19 and the severe effects if you get infected? Not anybody is talking about that. He also talked about how the elderly are those who need to be targeted. And if you head for the hospital and you get sick, the chances of dying go up by 40% at the hospital door before anything changes. How does that work? Well, hospital mistakes, hospital-acquired infections, wrong drug, wrong patient, wrong surgery, wrong patient. That's why medical miscare is the leading cause of death in the United States. Number one, ahead of heart disease and cancer. And, of course, his idea is we need to allow those people who are healthy in our society, including the children, to not be masked and to be able to develop natural immunity for a lifetime and have treatments and therapeutics when people get sick. And they do exist. We know they exist. All right, we're going to come back and with final comments. I'll take Dory in New Jersey. Stand by. First caller, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
I catch a grenade.
Definitely not want to go anywhere because next hour I'm going to be sharing with you some information from a prominent medical physician and scientist in the state of Idaho who claims that he has noticed, and you'll know why he's noticing this in his field of expertise, he's noticing a 20 times increase in cancer among those who have received a vaccine for COVID-19. The COVID-19 shot, he says, is increasing cancer in the patient population that he sees. And he's not the only one that's saying it, and I'll share with you more of that next hour. So don't miss that information. We're also going to talk about a vitamin that can protect you against severe COVID-19, which is ignored by the medical profession. We've got all of that, plus this week's installments of the Health Alternative Outrage and Product Recall of the Week, plus the Health Mystery, and your phone calls next hour. If you can't get the next hour of the program, of course, and you're out of range of the radio station you're listening to, you can roll over to my website. There's live streaming audio there at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right, let's get back, and let's see if we can answer a phone call before the end of the hour. Here comes Dory in the state of New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Dory. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that you heard the information from Dr. Paul and you put it on your show. It's important that we have things on that level because the other is just drowning us all. I recently got some information that all the congressional workers are totally exempt from any mandate on the COVID vaccine. I don't know
yes.
how far this is out and around. You might probably already know it. But I just found out recently, so I wanted to call and kind of just make it out there on the front a little bit. And it was found on Facebook, but Facebook, who knows? But it's validated
it seems,
on more personal basis.
It seems outrageous to me that certain parts of our population are being exempt from the mandate, the forced mandate against somebody's will that doesn't want a drug in their body that they know nothing about or we know nothing about. Now, there is obviously the need for religious exemptions. Absolutely. There is a reason for specific medical exemptions. People with compromised immune systems or certain allergies, or they had problems with an adverse reaction to a flu, or they got Guillain-Barré's disease or something like that. There's got to be those kinds of exemptions. But when you can take a segment of the Congress work, people that work in Congress or any other segment, and exempt them, give them a free pass against these forced vaccinations, it's outrageous. And it is selective idiocy, in my opinion. It's not fair. And I'm glad you brought it up, Dory, and I appreciate your phone call into the show. Good health to you. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. Final hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems.
Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with Can-See Eye Drops. I personally use Can-See Eye Drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.